Hello. I haven't been able to speak to you as much as I would like to in the last few weeks. We had one presentation 2 weeks ago, and then we had to skip again. That is basically because a lot of things are happening at Tellurian that makes it very difficult for us to discuss in public. So let's just recap quickly what happened. First, we had an agreement with Shell to finalize the commercial efforts for phase one. So we now have sold 9 million tons of capacity in less than 3 months, which is pretty remarkable compared to the rest of the industry that's struggling to do the same thing or anywhere close to the same thing. So clearly, we are proposing to the market something that the market wants. And we've been very successful with our commercial ventures. We have also been able to completely sanitize the balance sheet in the last quarter. The numbers did not come out until last week. So we're now sitting before the financing that we did on $110 million of liquidity, no debt. We've resumed our drilling efforts and increasing our production. Since we're not hedged, we're getting the benefit of the current prices in the U.S. and improving our cash flow every month on a regular basis. We have indicated to the market that we expect to come out at the end of the year with roughly 90 million a day. We finished last year at 30 million a day. So we will have more than tripled our production, which means with current prices, since we are not hedged, we'll be generating very close to $100 million a year of revenues. We intend to continue this effort, and the improvement will continue through the end of the year. So let's deal with what is at the center of the conversation lately. We did a quick financing to raise us $100 million. And the question is, why? And why now? Well, why? It's because fundamentally, so far, we've been followed by mostly retail investors, some large individual accounts, and management. And then also the ETFs that buy basically indiscriminately all the companies that are out there. We did not have an institutional following, and this was an opportunity for us to sell 40 million shares to institutional holders that so far have not been involved in the story. So this was a good effort. This is the first time that a company of our size in this space has been able to do this, and we sold 40 million shares very, very easily. And the market is definitely there. So now, for the first time, institutions are starting to follow our companies, and we expect them to continue to understand the fundamentals of this company, the ability to generate gas in the United States and sell it on a global basis for very, very attractive margins. But more important than this, then our next step is to start making acquisition upstreams. We can't do this with a tight financial position. So whereas we're very comfortable with our balance sheet at the moment, adding $100 million of liquidity, we're sitting on $200 million, will allow us to go through the process of making some upstream acquisitions now that improve our upstream position. Were we surprised by the market reaction to the Shell announcement? Yes, definitely. We were hoping for a higher stock. But at the end of the day, the strategy continues, and the overall scheme of things, it will not make a major difference. We understand that we're going to have some dilution in order to finish our strategy, and we will continue to do so. And from time to time, it'll be under what we would like to do, and from time to time, it'll be at better terms that we'd like to. At the end of the day, it will all even itself out. So we're continuing on the process now to be able to be in a position to give notice to proceed to Bechtel by the end of the first quarter of next year. We're getting closer all the time. The next focus for us will be to increase our footprint upstream, and the latest round that we did will allow us to do this on attractive terms. So we're very encouraged. We're very happy to work with where we are today. We continue to deliver on the program that we outlined more than a year ago. And we're sitting on a situation where we have a clean balance sheet, a lot of cash on the balance sheet to affect our strategy, some production that continues to generate cash flows for us, and we're poised to start the next phase, which is to increase our footprint upstream. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, commercial demand, production, commodity prices, cash flow and revenue, investor relations matters, potential acquisitions, and a notice to proceed with the Driftwood project and the timing of that notice. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the annual report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of August 10th, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.